This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine, and I'm Danny D, joined today by Dr. Hublakar, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, you are a physician at Northwestern Medicine Marion Joy Rehabilitation Hospital, and what types of conditions and injuries do you treat at Marion Joy?
So the conditions that we treat as a group is really across the spectrum. Sometimes it'll include brain injuries, such as stroke, and other types of intracranial pathologies. What I specialize in specifically is spinal cord injuries. So that's from sometimes traumas or also from other causes like degeneration of the spine or infections. You also have a variety of pathologies that the physicians that I work with treat. So that can range from orthopedic injuries as well as primarily medical issues. So different types of infections, heart issues, transplants, as well as musculoskeletal injuries such as amputations as well.
And let's talk about those spinal cord injuries that you mentioned, your specialty. What causes a spinal cord injury?
Great question. So really, I would divide spinal cord injuries into two large buckets. The first part is what we would call a non-traumatic spinal cord injury. So that means a lack of a traumatic event that would lead to it. Some of the common examples of that could just be degeneration of the spine, where essentially the spine closes in onto the spinal cord, compressing it. We see that a lot of times in slightly older patients, and that can be a slow but progressive process. We can also see infectious etiologies, so infections that cause compression onto the spinal cord. And then the two other main causes, I would say, are what we would define as vascular, so there's a lack of blood flow to the area, as well as metastases from cancer, where the spine can get cancer from other areas of the body, and then that can cause compression onto the cord. That's non-traumatic. And then traumatic causes, we see a variety. So the most common would be probably motor vehicle accidents, and then followed by falls. Then there's other types of trauma as well. So you could think about gunshots. We see less common sports injuries, for example, but it could also be other types of person-to-person trauma as well. So those are really the main two buckets.
Okay, Dr. Hublakar, can you explain the treatment journey of a spinal cord injury patient at Marion Joy after that initial injury?
That's one of the aspects that we really take a multidisciplinary approach towards. So when they come to acute rehab initially, we have not only from a medical side and a therapy side, but we really have a full team that helps treat them because of all of the psychological natures as well of having a spinal cord injury. So from the medical standpoint, it would be myself. We are a teaching institution, so we do have resident doctors as well that are taking care of our patients, the nursing staff that is trained in spinal cord injuries, as well as physical, occupational, and speech therapists that all treat spinal cord injuries as well. We also have case management that helps put together the whole team because they have a lot of equipment needs as well. And so really, as well as a psychologist as well, that to help them with the emotional conditions there. So that's really where the inpatient side starts. Once we get them out of inpatient rehab and get them a good plan to go home, then they work towards home therapy and outpatient therapy, which can extend multiple months. And really, we educate patients that the first year after a spinal cord injury is really the most critical. Outside of that, even after that year, spinal cord injury specialists from the medical side, such as myself, would really follow these patients lifelong, depending on what their needs would be. And as they grow with their spinal cord injury, what are other medical conditions that are going to be arising as a result of their injuries? So we really treat them, I would say, lifelong.
And this is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm here today with Dr. Hublakar, physician at Northwestern Medicine Marion Joy Rehabilitation Hospital. Now, what are the benefits of going to a rehabilitation hospital like Marion Joy for care?
The utility of going to what we call a spinal cord injury program, such as the one that we have, is that you are really being taken care of by so many different people that focus on spinal cord injuries in their day-to-day. There has been plenty of research that's been published that shows that both the short-term and the long-term outcomes of patients with spinal cord injury are much better when they initially receive and then go on to receive care from spinal cord injury specialists. So, for example, on the medical side, I not only did my residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation, but also did a fellowship in spinal cord injuries. And then our therapists, our nursing staff, as I mentioned before, are all trained in working with patients with spinal cord injuries. What that allows us to do is not only be reactive as things are happening from the medical side, but also be proactive in terms of anticipating their needs, both now and as their injury evolves into the future.
Dr. Hublikar, I can't thank you enough for all of the helpful information and being a wonderful co-host.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for all of the questions.
Of course. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.